From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you very much. Whoa. Thank you all. We have got a great show for you today. Philippe Petit, the legendary wire walker, the guy who walked between the Twin Towers back in 1974. He'll be joining us later to explain how and why he did that. But first, I just want to confess something to you all. I know I project at all times an admirable, steely confidence. But I can say now that I was once worried how this show would fare under the Obama administration. We had feasted so well and so easily during the last decade. But once these apparently hyper-competent, rational people took over, we thought we'd be scrounging for stale Paris Hilton jokes every week just to fill the hour. But it turns out, as far as our needs go, yes, they can. Keep hope alive. Yes, you can too. Give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Suzanne Harris from Laramie, Wyoming.
Laramie, Wyoming, a beautiful place.
Yes.
What do you do there?
I just retired last year. I was a chemistry professor at the university.
Oh, gosh, the University of Wyoming there in Laramie?
Yes.
Wow, and once you retired, you wanted to stay in Laramie?
Well, for now.
Yeah. Is your dream of going someplace warm or someplace flat or someplace low?
Well, you can't beat the summers here.
No, and they all those 3 or 4 days are fabulous.
Yes.
Well, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, it's a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of the forthcoming book, Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Suzanne.
Next, it's a deputy editor and a blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Kiri. Hi, Suzanne.
And finally, a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam.
Suzanne, how are you?
Ready to play?
I guess so.
All right, we're going to start with Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you 3 quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain 2 of them, you will win our prize. Carl Castle's voice, of course, on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Here is your first quote. It is a mashup of self-flagellation.
I messed up. I screwed up. This is a self-induced injury.
So who sang the I Am Sorry song for the American people this week?
President Obama.
Yes, President Obama. Well, there you go. The Obama administration had a good 2 weeks, but now it is officially a failed presidency. This week, President Obama was forced to take responsibility for all kinds of screw-ups, mainly, though, the exploded nomination of Tom Daschle to be Health and Human Services Secretary. Turns out Mr. Daschle had not paid taxes on the gift of a full-time car and driver. Maybe he could have survived that, but then it was revealed that Daschle had also received the services of a chef, a feng shui expert, free eyewear consultation from Sally Jesse Raphael, and 6 maidens who threw rose petals in the path of his chauffeured Cadillac.
Those maidens were interns.
And you just knew that even the stuff that blew up Tom Daschle's nomination would be boring.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you just knew he wasn't going to be a Vitter or even a Blago. It was just going to be really dull bookkeeping stuff.
Exactly. Now, this is exclusive to Wait, Wait. We happen to have a recording of the very tense meeting where Daschle tried to explain his actions to actor Christian Bale.
When I realized the mistake, I notified officials, and I paid the tax in full.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
It was completely inadvertent.
I hope it was good, because it's useless now, isn't it?
But that's no excuse.
Seriously, man, you and me, we're done professionally.
And I deeply apologize.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for one second.
Mr. Bale was very mad.
Yeah. But who could blame him? A public trust has been betrayed.
Don't you think? Don't you think? One of the interesting things about this week was, of course, this all happened. President Obama had these interviews scheduled that day, so he immediately apologized for the whole thing, took responsibility. And this was unusual, of course, to hear a president so forthrightly confess error. According to historians, that hasn't happened since President Clinton apologized for, quote, being so damn sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. And that apology sounded a little sarcastic, to be honest.
You think?
Yeah.
You think?
You know, I think that it's also evidence that Obama is now firmly inside the fishbowl. of Washington, because I think when he was on the campaign trail, he might have realized that outside of people who do our jobs and people in Washington, it's not really something that people care about.
What?
That he nominated somebody for a cabinet post who turns out not to have paid taxes.
You think that the American people are ready to let that go?
I think the American people have not let it go because they haven't even learned about it.
Do you think he could have... He could have saved his eye screwed up for something where he really
exactly
screwed
when something happened. Yeah, it's just as Charlie said, it's such a boring scandal,
right?
And it so doesn't directly
do
touch
better,
Obama.
Will you, Obama people? Better scandals.
Yeah. Get a sex scandal.
Damn
time
straight.
Is ticking on the
Absolutely.
Use of the phrase stimulus package. Anyway, if we're going to make that joke,
that's true. You make a good point. Yeah. You think he should have saved his apology for something serious, like when he really hands over the government to the terrorists?
Yes.
Then
yes, that's an oops.
That's an oops.
That's an oops.
Keep your powder dry. All right. Here's your next quote.
That is pretty draconian. $500,000 is not a lot of money, particularly if there's no bonus.
That was a man named James F. Rita. He was complaining about the poverty that's about to be imposed by the White House on whom?
The financial community.
Exactly. Wall Street bankers. Last week we learned that, yes, she is good. Last week, we learned that the same Wall Street firms that turned our economy into a used pinata and then took hundreds of billions of dollars in bailout money turned around and handed out tens of billions to themselves as bonuses. This is like punishing a kid who hits a baseball through your window by buying him the New York Yankees. So Obama announced that from now on, any company that gets a big bailout can pay their executives only $500,000 a year. As you heard, bankers were up in arms. Why, $500,000 would hardly cover the caviar to feed the swans in their private menagerie.
And once those swans start molting, my friend,
oh, yeah.
The lawn parties become a lot less fun.
It's true. And the funny thing was, is that, you know, this seems ridiculous to everybody, like $500,000, that's a lot. But people said, no, it's the standards of pay in the industry. And if you don't pay them what they're used to, they'll leave and go into other industries and destroy them, too. All right, here's your last quote.
Baby, he was born to run and slide and crutch slam a cameraman at Super Bowl 43.
Yes.
That was a blogger who goes by the name of 1022. He was talking about whose big performance last Sunday night.
I knew you were going to ask me a Super Bowl question. I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh. This has nothing to do with football.
Yes.
Yes, don't give up so easily.
Oh, really?
The halftime entertainment.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen, right.
Thank you.
This year's Super Bowl had it all. A little drama, a little controversy, and, of course, Bruce Springsteen's crotch. Maybe the stage was a little overwaxed.
Works for me.
Maybe Bruce isn't as good at judging distances as he was in his glory days. Whatever the reason. So Bruce Springsteen performs his famous slide move on his knees, right? Mm-hmm. During the halftime show, he comes straight down the stage, and he overshot his target like a beer shooting off a bar, right? And he rockets his privates right into the cameraman's lens on live TV, broadcast to
it
every...
It made Janet Jackson jealous.
It really did. The cameraman was later treated by EMTs for third-degree zipper marks in his forehead. Carl, how did Suzanne do in our quiz?
Suzanne was perfect, Peter. Suzanne, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well, thank you.
Perfect, Suzanne.
Well, done, Suzanne. Well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.